Good evening. The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Mr. McManus, may we have time, please?
Okay, official time is 7:40.
Thank you, sir. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided on July 6th of 2017. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Hunterdon Review, and the Express Times. Also posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, in the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. McManus, may we please have a roll call, sir?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mrs. DeMuro? Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. Olasky? Mrs. Regadoga? Mrs. Vanderhoof? We have a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Malloy, would you please lead the Pledge of Allegiance, sir?
Please.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. McLaughlin, would you please be the process guardian for this evening's meetings?
Sure.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the meeting, special meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Tonight, we will be interviewing candidates who have sent us letters of interest, expressing interest in participating and volunteering on the Board of Education here in Clinton Township. The process will go like this. We have a series of questions that we will ask each of you. We will start at the top of the alphabet. Question number one, we'll start with Mr. Allen. And then Ms. Brennan will be the second. Mr. Foy, Mr. Manfrey, and Ms. Murphy will be next. Then the next person will be Ms. Brennan for question number two, so that everybody doesn't, one individual or two individuals don't get stuck going, and then everyone else gets to listen and sort of benefit from hearing others before them. So before we get started this evening, well, let me also mention to you as well, once we have asked all the questions, we will then convene into an executive session and discuss the candidates. If we agree on one particular candidate serving for the next 6 months on the Board of Education, we will come out, we will vote publicly, and then this evening that member will become, or that individual become a member of the Board of Education. So that's how we'll work this evening. Does anybody have any questions at this point in time before we continue? No? No questions? Okay, members of the Board of Education, you have the questions in front of you. And what I would like to do, very similar when we do other interviews, we'll start with Mrs. McHugh. You'll ask question number one. We'll go through all the candidates. Mrs. McLaughlin will be number two, Ms. Vandroff, Mr. Malloy, and then myself. And that's how we'll go through the questions. Do you have that?
Yeah, I was looking for the first person that was going. Because then I'm just looking.
Mr. Allen.
I assume Mr. Allen is one of the three of you.
Mr. Allen, would you like to go to the microphone, sir? Does that computer need to be there, or can we get rid of that computer? We'll give you some more space, Mr. Allen. We'll get rid of the computer for you, sir. Thank you. Mrs. McHugh?
Hi, Mr. Allen. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Doing pretty well. Thank you. Could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are interested in serving as a member of the Clinton Township Board of Education?
Sure. My name is Bill Allen. I'm new to Clinton Township. I moved here June of 2016. I have three young children, two sixes and an eight-year-old, and they are currently enrolled in Patrick McGarren and Spruce Run School, and I think this would be a great opportunity to help the Board of Ed to achieve their goals of success and to become a better member of the community and be more involved and meet my neighbors and set my roots down here. So I don't plan on leaving until my kids are probably around college age. I work at Rutgers University. I'm the maintenance operations supervisor for public safety. I've been there, this is my 23rd year. I graduated Cook College, class of 93, and I went to St. Joseph's High School in Metuchen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. Brennan.
Hello, I'm Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. Oh, wrong one. I am a mom of three, but before that, I went to college at Marymount Manhattan College in New York City, the theater major, and I missed that, but and my new job is being mom to my three girls, 2 6s and a 10. They go to Round Valley and Spruce Run. We've been in the district since my oldest started kindergarten, and we've loved being here. And part of the reason I would like to be on the Board of Education is just to continue to make this community and school district a better place. And this is the one way I can see of doing it in addition to the other roles I do in the area. Thank you.
Mr. Foy.
Hi, good evening. So I'm Jeff Foy. My daughter is an 8-year-old at Patrick McGarren. I have two others. I expect to eventually get to the school as a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. I am a toxicologist at Celgene Corporation in Summit. I live just down the road. I've been in the township for 6 years now, and I saw this as an opportunity to become more part of the community. I'm part of the emergency response team, the CERT team, here in Annandale, and just seemed like another opportunity to be part of the community. And closer to the activities where my kids are directly involved. So I saw that as a real opportunity. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Manfrey? Kevin, excuse me one moment. Can you move the microphone a little bit closer for me, Kevin?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
My name is Mary Manfrey. We lived in Clinton, me and my wife, years ago, and moved back once we started having kids, specifically for the school system. I have a 4-year-old boy who's in preschool at Spruce Run and a 1-year-old daughter. So I figure I'll be doing this for the next 2 decades or so. It's great to be involved in the community in some way that I care about. And so that's why I'm doing this. And that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Murphy?
Hi, my name is Diane Murphy. I'm an engineer. I went to Cook College also. I am in the community for about 10 years. I have 8-year-old twins that go to Patrick McGarren. And I'd like to be more involved in their education. Understand where it's developed, how it's developed, and how it see the fruition, how they're learning, and to see if there are improvements, and to understand what's going on.
Thank you. Ms. McLaughlin, Ms. Brennan, you go next. Thank you.
Yes. Hello. What do you see is the primary responsibility of a Board of Education member?
The primary is to make sure that this school district is running, that it's paying its bills, that it is making sure that all the state implementations are being done, a mandate, and they're implementing it. They are making decisions on how our school district is going towards, including with the bylaws and communication with the general public of our community. I see them as essentially our first, our really the public face of the school district. They are here and they also get to implement not only the mandates that come down, but also the education, there you go, the policy, not policy, I'm sorry, the curriculum. They get to see, you know, push where that is and see what they're doing there. Thank you.
Thanks.
This is good. I don't have to keep a scorecard then.
Remember, it's like the batting order of my daughter's.
That's right. I'll give you a...
So I see the role as being part of a group to provide an input, but not be the sole input as part of a team. I see the Board of Education as the oversight and the sounding board in some ways from what I've learned of for the superintendent and for the school system to come to and discuss issues. Yeah, and so it's oversight, but as an individual member, I think you can contribute opinion and be part of an overall opinion in the end of how things should run. But there's no individual, I think, you serve as an individual, but it's the board that speaks. So, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So I see the board as basically the primary liaison between the community and the school system. But more important than that, I think, is utilizing the money within the budget to, in a way that gets the most out of, that the children get the most out of their education. There's going to be things, I guess, that you got to spend money here, spend money there, cut money here, cut money there, and it's all about whatever gets the most for the children. And that's what I see as the top star, everything else trickling down from there.
My opinion is that the board is here to give support the best education we can in the system. It is a business. We have to maintain our budget, but I think the key is to give the children the best education we can within our curriculum program.
Hi, excellent answers from the candidates, and I agree with just about everything they said. It's not like I can come up with anything new. I think the primary purpose of the Board of Ed is to be kind of like this sounding board for the rest of the district. We have a budget, we have a curriculum we have to meet, we have state standards we have to meet, and with everybody on the board working together, we can use everybody's differences, everybody's personalities to come up with the best solutions for our children on time and under budget. Thanks.
What is your impression of the amount of time it takes to be a board member?
So having never served, I'll say the first thing is I don't know. But I envision that it is a commitment of several hours a month, you know, 10 to 30 hours a month if as needed. I imagine it ebbs and flows depending on the agendas of the system. But the survey, at least on the website for the New Jersey thing, sent, you know, anywhere, you know, 11 to 50 hours, depending on, you know, individual's commitment and the necessary activities. So I'm still willing to come after looking at the necessary hours. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I agree with what he said at first, is I don't know. I would say anywhere, let's say an hour a day, so 30 hours a month probably makes sense. You know, how you use that time, whether it's putting in 6 hours of work on a Saturday or doing an hour a day for 7 straight days, however that plays out, but I would imagine it's somewhere in that 30 hours a month kind of range, would be my best guess.
I I estimated about 20 hours or so. I wasn't sure, but once you make a commitment, you do what you have to do.
I'm looking between 20 and 30 hours a month to get away from the kids. But honestly, I think as much, I think 30 hours is reasonable. I have a family and career just like everybody else. And I think I'm able to use my time and that amount of time to help the board. Thank you.
Yes, I agree with the, I'd say more the 30 to 50 range, just because I know how I like to be thorough on things and sometimes it takes a little extra research. But also I just know it's going to be those 5-10 minutes here talking with someone, or, you know, the checking the email 17 times a day or something. I'm very familiar with that and fitting my time and how that fits. So.
It's a surprise, I think.
We'll talk a little bit about that afterwards, if that's okay. And then you guys can ask us questions. Is that fair? You guys okay with that? We'll answer questions.
Unless you want to leave early. I mean.
Yeah. No, we'll answer your questions. Yeah. Let's just go through ours first, and if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. First of all, thank you everybody for coming and applying. It's nice to see this level of interest, by the way. Off from the packed house. Really exciting. So our Board of Education operates under a committee structure. There are three main committees. They are facilities and finance, policy and curriculum, and personnel and negotiations. There may be some subcommittees under that, but those are the three main committees. So what committee do you think you would want to serve on and why, and what special skills that you bring from outside the board might you bring to that committee?
Do you mind listing the three of them again?
Sure. Facilities and finance, mm-hmm. policy and curriculum, and personnel and negotiation.
I feel like I could do all three. Not that that's how it works.
Nothing wrong with a triple threat.
Right, right. God. Of course, I get the hard one, right, when I get to go first. I would say policy and curriculum. I really care about what the children are being taught. A lot of my answers have revolved around the children. And I feel like out of those three choices, it would have the most impact on the children. Like I said, I think I could handle a role in any of them, but I would like my focus to be about what the children are learning and how to get the most out of them, maximize their potential.
I would select policy because I'm most interested in the curriculum that the children learn. Being an engineer, I'm very diligent and very math-oriented, and that's my drive to understand and to make sure that the children get the right curriculum.
Well, I believe it would be a pleasure to serve on the board in any capacity. Personally, I believe facilities and finance is where my strong point would be. I work for University Public Safety. I'm the operations supervisor of the entire campus structure, New Brunswick, Camden, and Newark. And I think I could bring a lot to the table to find the best means to use the money we have and to best serve the township.
Out of those three, I probably would serve again wherever it was needed, but I know facilities and finance is not exactly my forte, so I would leave that to someone who is better apt at that. And then I think it would be a toss-up between policy and curriculum and personnel negotiations, because both of them, I feel for both personnel negotiations, I'm very much a people person, and, you know, somewhat that's what, like, negotiations are, is dealing with other people and going back and forth, but also I am very interested in the policy and the curriculum that is brought down to our students. So that it would be a tie between those two. Ideally, I'd really love is if they brought back the communication committee, because that was where I would really do well, because that is my main point of what I do, is I communicate with everybody and everything. And you know, my philosophy is you can't communicate too much. So you know, that's, I miss that group. But if I had to choose between the other three, it would be those two.
So as similar to this was, I think the curriculum is a lot of what's important to me, what the kids are learning. But I think it's consistent with the function of this board that the finances of the township and this board and what the needs are is where I'd be willing to wade into, because I think that's actually more some of the current challenges right now. As in, with a strong academic background, I think curriculum and the sciences are a strong point for me, but I think I'd be willing to wade into something like the finances. Don't ask me to fix them. on the facilities.
Number five. No, I know the number next. I said, who's the next person? She was like, number five. Got that.
Well, who's fit?
Mr. Murphy.
Miss Murphy.
Miss Murphy. Murphy.
See, that was easy.
No, you're not. Not for me, it's not. Hi. Could you tell us your opinion of what some of the current challenges facing school boards are today?
Finances, definitely, because people are up in arms about taxes and the way the tax structure is out in New Jersey, because all the towns pay for certain townships that do not pay their share. The curriculum, you have various children of different capabilities in class together. Just the public personification, you know, meeting with the public, your challenges. That's what I see.
Thank you.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. if you can tell us, in your opinion, what you feel some of the challenges that current school boards are facing. Current challenges.
Well, personally, I think one of the challenges a school board faces is meeting the needs of special needs students, students that are classified in either IOP or 504 plan. And I think there needs to be more resources directed in that area. Thanks.
So I just want to clarify, this is in general?
Mm-hmm.
General. Okay. In general, I agree with the two before me. It's, you know, finances is definitely a big one of where we need to look, and have difficulty of just, you know, just having a shrinking budget and trying to get the most out of every dollar. Also, coupled with that is the unfunded mandates that we are, you know, you're being kind of dealt with, and you have to do it the best way you can and follow the letter of the law, which is very difficult. And I also agree very strongly with the special education. That's a very hard one for all districts across, you know, even not just New Jersey, but across the United States. So that's where I think that the most trouble lies.
So I think the finance is a critical one, but I look in the room and I wonder about engagement. You know, the board is supposed to speak, you know, is supposed to represent the community, and how often is the community there with the board at these engaging meetings, as you said. So I think engagement is a consistent concern. You have eight people who are supposed to speak for a very large community, you know, and work for their kids. But I think the finances persist, and I think that's constant. I also think that there's the more polarization we're starting to see in people's opinions on matters, that it makes it harder for one group to agree with another even if they want to. So I think that is becoming a more acute problem.
Well, I don't want to just stand up here and repeat what everyone else said, because obviously enough money to give everyone what they want is probably impossible, let alone a challenge. Obviously, engagement, I agree, is correct. I think a problem for the individuals on the board is that it's a very public role that you're in, you're not going to make everybody happy. So everyone knows who you are, and they know side A disagreed with what you did, or side B disagreed with what you did, and you can't win everything, you know? So for individual members, I'd say that that's a big challenge. For the whole board as itself, it's really having enough money to meet all the needs of everything that everybody wants, you know, arts, sports, special needs, everything that is difficult.
I believe we're back to Mr.
Back
Allen.
To you, Mr. Allen.
So I have a two-part question, and I will be happy to repeat it if you would like me to. The first part of the question is, what are some of the key issues facing Clinton Township School District? Why do you think those are the particular key issues for us? And do you have any concerns regarding the Clinton Township School District?
Wow. Some of the key issues that are facing the township, honestly, I have to plead a little bit of ignorance. I've only been here a year, so I won't waste much of your time. Can you repeat the second part?
Sure. Do you have any concerns regarding the Clinton Township School District?
At this time, no. So far, my three children went through the first year pretty well, and they're doing very well, and I'm quite pleased with the outcome, so I won't waste any more of your time on that question. Thanks.
Thanks for your feedback. We appreciate that.
I think he's the only one who said he didn't have any complaints. I said, I think you're the only one who has said to us you don't have complaints, so thank you.
Okay. So I will say I do not have any major complaints about the school district. All of our teachers are, you know, wonderful, and all of our experiences have gone well. However, there's always room for improvement. And I see that one of our major, elephant in the room, our teacher contract and having so many staff positions open of filling those positions is a huge, I don't want to say problem, but it is an obstacle that we have to overcome. And I'm willing to try and work through those and put my best into it to get the best people and have an even better school district than we currently have.
Thanks.
So an immediate issue is no. My daughter still comes home each day wanting to be a teacher after 3 years in the system. But I think that there is public understanding that there are challenges with the government of the township. So I think that it's not a concern directly with the school system, but per se, but it's the relationships of the other bodies that the interactions that occur that is a concern. I think the child population is down or is trending downward. So I think there's a concern around continued resources for the families that remain in the township that I have. So it's not a criticism of the system, but it's a concern how are we going to deal with that as the population is declining or at least ebbing at this current time. So those are my answers.
I'm unaware of any huge issues. You guys are doing a bang-up job. The one thing that stands out to me is those meetings that we had a few weeks ago about closing the school up here. And again, that's because of dwindling population and everything, and I'd say that that's a big issue, because you're making an active decision now about people's livelihoods. You know, there's some people that wouldn't come out of that still employed, I imagine, the nurse, the principal, like, if there's no other school, where are they going? I don't know if Clinton has any issue with it. I haven't read anything, but I know in the United States, a lot of high school level schools, there's a lot of opioid stuff. And even if there's not in Clinton, there needs to be processes and stuff so that that doesn't become a problem in Clinton or anywhere else for that matter. And that's really
the one issue was the potential closure of the school that came up, because the children are concerned. They love Spruce Run School. They don't want to see it disappear. And that follows suit with, you know, we know that the population is steady and or decreasing. So you don't know if that's going to affect, you know, the school system and how it's going to relate to the children, to how, you know, emotionally that will impact them. As with any school, you know, your children come home and they tell you stories, and sometimes there's bullying and different things that go on. So that's become a slight issue. Other than that, the school system, you know, they're learning and progressing and they love school.
How would you address community concerns regarding school-related matters that you receive in your role as a Board of Ed member?
How would I do it? I would, it would depend on what is brought up to me. If it is something that is a generalized question that I could answer, I would try and answer it that what I would be allowed to. If it was not something that, like, say it was an issue with an admin or some an issue that was not something I should be necessarily privy to, I would ask them to go up the proper chain of command and, you know, I would give them the resources of who to contact so that if, say, come down the line, it came up to the board, I would not be biased or also have to, you know, step away because I was part of the situation to begin with.
And I think it's more, how would you personally address, which I think you answered. How would you personally address community concerns regarding school-related matters that you receive in your role as a Board of Ed member?
So I think as an individual, you can take the concerns in from the community, but you are not the voice of the board. So I think it's your role to take concerns back to the board and take those communications to the team, as it were. I don't think you as a board member, and having no experience, have the right to speak on actual items. I think it's you, when you come to the team, it's the board that speaks in the end. So I think I'm happy to take those kind of concerns of a community member back to the board, but I would not be one to speak for the board.
I agree with what he said. I think a good thing that you could do, since we have a mostly empty room here, would be to invite those people here to ask those exact same questions to the board so the board can address it the way this is set up to do. I'm sure you can have conversations with people. I'm sure that there's limitations on what you can say, what you can't say, what information you can share with someone, you know, so you want to stay within those requirements. But if they have something that they want to address with the board, I think the smartest thing to do right now would be to get them here to address the board, since they're not here.
Like in my job, I do a lot of legal work. So what is general knowledge that can be shared, but what is privileged or confidential or should not be shared will not be shared.
I think everybody had excellent answers. Mr. Foy definitely had some great insight, and so did Mario. Depending on the situation, you know, yes, we're not the voice of the board, but if you're coming to bring a problem to me as a member of the board, the only thing I could suggest is either come to the meeting or I'll bring it up and we'll take it under advisement and see what we can see how we can correct the situation, and we'll get back to you if when we have an answer.
Mr. Malloy?
In case you didn't know, this is an unpaid position. If anyone would like to leave now, it's a volunteer position. So, with that in mind, I'd like for you each to maybe give the board a little bit of your own personal experience in community or nonprofit roles here or in other communities historically. I believe you.
Mr. Floyd.
So I mentioned before, I do serve on the Community Emergency Response Team, which is a commitment of time as parenting and jobs allow, whether it's the parade in Lebanon or whether you hope it never happens is the disaster you plan for. I give enough time for coaching between softball and soccer. So, and I've served in other towns that I've lived in on various community events. So I think it's in some ways it's a privilege to get into this kind of position, that you are part of the engagement of the community. So it's not always easy. I'm certain that the folks who aren't out here have obligations, that things come up. So and you have to balance that. But it's, you know, I think we all thought about that before we came into the room.
My wife and I, I'm not so much the running type, but when there's a run for charity or whatever, usually there's like a walk with it, and we'll do that. And it is what it is. At work, we organize like Toys for Tots, food drives. We do go to the shelter and serve there. That one I haven't actually gotten to do, though, because it's too hard to leave work for like 5 hours in the middle of the day to do it, because that's how long they're there for.
Free time is very limited for me. I'm generally working 70 hours, so it's weekend things, which is usually most of the stuff I've
I do a lot. I started when I was younger just volunteering with theater because I, you know, it was a good community and I really had a great time. As I got older and had children, I moved into volunteering with my local mom's club that I was also like VP of. Then I moved into the PTA, which I have been doing quite a bit of things there, this actual PTA, Clinton Township. I recently was doing 4 years as VP of Spruce Run. I also volunteer heavily with Girl Scouts. I have two troops, $3, so because one of them's in the same one. Well, two of them are in the same one, actually. I do also, in addition to doing their troop stuff, I also work on the service unit level of the Girl Scouting, helping run all the cookies that you get from Clinton Township have passed through my hands. In addition to that, I also help younger troops form, become new troops when they just start out in kindergarten. For me, volunteering, as much as it is to help my own kids, it's more to help everybody, and because if you just think about it as, I'm just doing this to help my own kid, it doesn't necessarily work as well. If you're doing it to help everybody, I think that's the better benefit.
Very good. I have one last question, if I may. What do you know about educational programs in place for all of the children in our school districts, such as basic skills, enrichment, special education?
Not much, I'll be honest. My son is four, he's in preschool. And the meetings that we've had with Ms. Rainey there have been fantastic, but that's at the preschool level. My daughter's one. So I hate to say it, but I don't know that much about the Clinton Township. I would love to know as much as humanly possible, but I just haven't gotten there yet. My kids are too small, and I just haven't gotten there yet.
Great. Thank you.
Since I have a set of twins that are eight, we've gone through a few of the programs, so I know that there's the basic skills, and then you have your music program. There is the enrichment for math and whatever challenges children have. There's also the technology, so they're learning computers. They also have Spanish as a second language they're learning, so they sing songs in Spanish all the time. So it's, you know, they're open to a lot of variety, which is great.
Thank you.
Well, to be honest, I don't know much about the policies and procedures of implementing the curriculum or anything like that, but I do know what my son and daughters bring home every day. And we make it a point after dinner to spend time with my son, particularly. He's got a little more homework than my younger daughters, but I see the math. I like it. I see the reading. I see how he's progressed. And I like what I see. My girls are in kindergarten, and my son had kindergarten in another school district, and I find that my daughters are now in a better place to go to first grade than when my son came here and entered first grade. And I like to see, I can see how better this district is than the one I came from, and honestly, I'm impressed. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, there's so many programs. There's so many great ones. And I have to say, now having my oldest go to Round Valley for this year, I'm especially impressed with all those extra additional programs that are offered specifically there versus at some of the younger schools. For example, how they run the POPs and like the yearbook and all those other extra things that they can do. Something at the lower level, while I love the enrichment and I love that everyone goes to enrichment, not just kids who get that, but everyone gets to go and do that. But I also really like the programs that you have to help the kids that might not be at the benchmarks. The programs that the extra reading help that they get to go to, and it really, without having to have an IEP. And I think that is a program that a lot of parents I know appreciate and have like that their kids are going to and not having to work super, you know, they feel better because they have someone who knows what they're doing, who knows what they're looking for, and can better help their kid. For example, I'm not the best, so I know my kid is doing better 10 times with that person than with me, trying to, okay, I don't know what you're learning in school, but let's try this. So I really think that those programs that you guys bring are great.
So I can speak to the programs that I've either heard my daughter speak about or that she's been part of. She's been allowed to have additional enrichment because she's enjoyed the reading programs and writing, so she's been allowed to do extra in that, the chorus program. She's spoken about additional aids for students in her class who have needed extra support. So it's good that they're actually part of that group along with some extra support in that, and even on the buses when they have extra. So those are the ones that I'm primarily aware of. So, and then some of the after-school programs.
Thank you. That concludes questions for tonight. What questions do you have left? How many hours? Sure. We have one, on average, one monthly board meeting per month. Board meetings can go anywhere from 45 minutes to 6 hours. And that's being fair. Okay. We prepare for board meetings. We get agendas on Thursday and all backup information on things that we will be voting on that particular Monday evening. Board meetings are normally the last Monday of every month. So the weekend is spent reading and getting up to date with things. As Kevin mentioned before, we have three committees that are active every month. In addition, when needed, we have a communications committee that we pull together when needed. We have ad hoc committee, as many of you have mentioned, in regards to looking at the feasibility of closing the school. Those committees meet at least once a month. Policy and curriculum meetings can go 4 hours, 5 hours. A month. Sometimes they meet twice a month. Personnel usually meets once a month. That can go anywhere from 1 to 3 hours. Facilities and finance usually meets once
usually
a month.
If it's budget season, we'll sometimes meet two times a month.
Two times a month.
Or maybe we'll mix in a special public session to go over our budgets. But I think once a month on average.
So once a month on average, and that can be anywhere from an hour, mostly 2 hours, a little bit more than that. During budget season, as Kevin mentioned, sometimes we can meet, you know, maybe twice in March, sometimes twice in April, depending upon governor's numbers and different things of that nature. We have special meetings to select new board members, although this is not a common occurrence for us. Normally, when people are elected, they stay for the 3 years, but every once in a while we'll have an extra special meeting to do that as well. If we're interviewing for a new administrative position, we may meet on Saturdays to do an interviewing process. We could meet in the evenings for those interviewing processes as well. We are also, our spouses sometimes wonder if we talk as much to them as we do to each other. Because we're constantly on the phone with one another. Once committee meetings happen, we then have a committee report that goes out to everyone. Questions then come in to the committee chairs, and the answers are back and forth. So we just don't meet once a month and say, hey, gee, how are you the last 30 days? We're constantly in communication with one another. This is a very school districts are very dynamic and ever-changing, and ever good things happening and some challenges happening. So it's very imperative. We're checking emails all the time, available to be available on the phone. So it's a fair amount of work. Sometimes, usually the summer is very easy. It goes through the summers.
Sometimes not.
Sometimes not. I don't know if that's helpful. That's kind of an honest opinion of where we are with it, but I will tell you the philosophy of this board since I've been on it. Rachel's been on it a long time. Sue's been on it. Kevin's been on it. Family first. So if your child is sick or you can't make it because you need to take care of your child, we usually don't have board meetings on you know, nights that things are happening at school. We don't have committee meetings normally the nights that are when things are happening in school. But family first all the time. Business trips always first. The only thing that I ask is that if you're out on business or you miss, please call me and I'll update you on everything that's occurred. So I just want to let you know that this is not a firm. You have to be here, and if you're not here, then that's it. You know, we are very committed, but at the same time, you know, this is a volunteer position, and we don't get paid, and so our families need to come first.
I apologize. There were just two quick questions I wanted to ask as a follow-up, and I apologize. But first one's a yes or no. Are any of you or your spouses members of the NJEA or CTEA? The second question I have, and I meant to ask it earlier and I forgot. Correct me if I'm wrong, this is to replace the remainder of a three-year position.
That's correct.
So this is a three-year role. Understanding that, at the end of the term, would you, putting you on the spot here, being as you haven't actually had a seat on this board yet, but is it your anticipation that you would run for election or not? Or you don't know?
What election is this November?
This November. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? No, go ahead.
The NGA, NJEA, and CTEA, there's some other groups that obviously interact with you to some extent.
The CTEA is the union of teachers, custodians, secretaries that work within our district.
I could be very clear on that. The reason I ask that question is there are going to be, as a board member, certain things that a relationship with a potential with an education union in the state or locally may preclude you from voting on. That's why I asked that question.
But we've had people on the board who have had folks
correct
part of those organizations, and that you pretty much recuse yourself from any discussions that may be had in executive session or in committee relative to those things, so it's classically not an issue. Any other questions?
I think Lana, you wanted to say something?
Oh, no, I just wanted to just clarify that this is for 6 months, and then if you want to run, then you may have 2 years to run for it.
Correct.
I want to make a couple of comments just based on Maria. So first of all, currently we have 8 members on this board. You'll notice there's only 5 of us here because 3 of us, due to work or family commitments, were unavailable to be here tonight. Secondly, in order to have a board meeting, you have to have a quorum, which means we have to have 5 members. So if one of us was sick, we wouldn't have been able to have the meeting tonight. So just so you're aware of that. And in the minutes, you will see that people vote no. At the last meeting, mm-hmm. I voted no on an action item. But you need to have... you have to have a majority to pass. So of the 9 people, 5 people have to agree. So you will see people voting no. It's not everything is just rubber stamped, and we do mm-hmm. have we have very, very animated discussions mm-hmm. In the public and in behind closed doors. But I think one thing that's great about this board is we're all from different backgrounds. I happen to be a teacher. A lot of people are in corporate America, so there's a lot of discussion about how those backgrounds interact with what our opinions are. And so I think that's what's great about this board. Mm-hmm. I think we really are a true representation of our community.
I would add that and having done this now for a longer period of time, the interesting thing about this board, or the pleasant thing about this board, is that the discussions that are had, there may not be agreement, but there's always, at all times, a very high level of respect for the opinions of your fellow board members. That I can tell you from my understanding of other boards and other places and other communities, including some fairly insane audio that is out there, doesn't always occur. Rachel's point that we are a cross-section of true representation in this community is well taken, and I would just make sure that everybody here keeps that in mind, that you are free to disagree and you are free to give your opinion, but we are always respectful of the opinions of each other and the opinions of the public.
And I think one of the things to Kevin and Rachel's point is the only way we get to a point of doing what's best for children is to have robust conversations and disagree with each other and challenge each other's thoughts and concepts and processes, and that's how we get to what's best for kids. And you know, a lot of times you'll see us agree on things and vote for things, yes, but all the work that went before that in committee meetings and things of that nature to get us to that point. I mean, we don't get from Dr. Villani just these resolutions and we go, okay. Before it gets on here, there's discussion and there's development and there's planning and there's all of this behind it. And there are some really good discussions about it that get us to this particular point. But like Rachel said, even at some points when you may not agree, people still vote no. But we do it in a very respectful way.
We do also have a no surprises policy among ourselves. So if we are going to, in public, vote no, we will give Dr. Villani a heads up. Listen, even though we discussed this and this is what the board's thinking, maybe you're not in agreement. So I would say I'm not voting yes on that.
So, what else can we answer for? We don't discuss anything out on the phone. We just, if there are small questions that need to be addressed in committees and future dates and things of that nature, we're not allowed to make any decisions on the phone. We're not allowed to meet in the cafeteria and have side discussions. It's in committees of four, because we can't go to five. Once we go to five, it has to be a public meeting, okay? So our committees are four or less, but mostly four. And then the committees will discuss things based on recommendations from Dr. Villani, Mr. McManus. And then if the committee agrees to it, the committee will then recommend it to the full board for discussion and voting at the monthly board meeting. So no decisions are made in closed doors. You know, everything is made out here. But if we needed clarification on something in some notes from a committee meeting, we can provide that at a later date to everybody.
Those resolutions you see on a board agenda are the product of those committee meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when every committee head reports out, they open the floor for discussion on those resolution items for those who may not have been on the committee, so mm-hmm. they can ask questions about it.
What else can we answer for you? These are great questions. I wish more people would come and ask us questions.
Yeah, there's be more fun.
I mean, this is actually,
nice. These questions are very good.
It's nice. Anything else?
Am I leaving? Yes.
You know what? If we can hold off on those questions and just keep it for right now, we'll talk a little bit more after executive session on where that process is at the moment, but just wanted to answer your questions right now relative to the open board seat. Okay, seeing none then, Mr. McManus, can you please read the executive session statement, sir?
Yes, whereas while the Senator Biden and their Open Public Meetings Act requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 4-12, section
8. Oh, hold on. 1 second. It's me. I'd like to open the floor. The first recognition of the public on agenda items only. This is part of every meeting that we have. We open the floor. People who attend the meeting can come up to the microphone discuss any topic on agenda items at this particular moment. 3 minutes, according to our policy, to address it. It's not an interactive session back and forth between the board and the public. At the end of the recognition of the public, if I can answer those questions, or Dr. Volani or Mr. McManus can answer those questions, we'll answer those questions. If we cannot, we'll have your name and address, and then we'll get back to you with an answer. So if anybody would like to address the board at this particular time, please just go to the microphone, state your name and address, and we'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes. Seeing none. No. Seeing none. Can you please read the executive session statement?
Whereas, while Senator Byron F. Dear Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10, Section 4-6, requires all public meetings of the Clinton Board of Education, Clinton Township Board of Education, to be held in public, NJSA 10-4.12, Section B, sets forth 9 types of matters that may be lawfully be discussed in executive session without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10, Section 4-12B, to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during the executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee, or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matters or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing of public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority 124 NJ 478, the employee and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality as personnel, and whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may be a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is attorney-client privilege. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists.
Hold on.
Formal action may be taken following the executive session. Would like to move that?
Looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Ms. McLaughlin. Second, please.
Second.
Mrs. McHugh. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We're in executive session. So we'll go in and talk, and then we'll come back up.
I just wanted to say, you live in my neighborhood. I live on Squire Street. So which house did you buy?
Ready, girls?
Yeah.
You're ready.
Ready. Looking for a motion, please, to reconvene the meeting?
Motion.
Motion, Mrs. McHugh. Second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are now back in session. On behalf of the Board of Education, I'd like to thank all of you for coming out this evening, taking time to prepare and answer questions. Every time we do this, it's a very difficult process to go through and decision to make, each and every one of you, as we were discussing. Your answers and qualifications and background bring something very special to the Board of Education. You're all qualified. Unfortunately, we only have one spot open, and we can only select one of you. Before we announce who that is, I want to encourage you that if you didn't get selected this evening, to not give up as far as getting on the board. There are elections in November. We have packets here for anyone who's interested in running in the November election. You can come on up at the end. Be happy to give you that. I want to encourage you to continue your interest in being part of the Board of Education. Mrs. McLaughlin, myself, and Mrs. Olowski were sitting in your seats many, many years ago, and we did not get selected.
Mr. Molloy.
No, he got selected the first time.
Olowski?
Darn. Olowski did not get selected the first time. He got selected. Did not get selected, but then persistence, coming to board meetings, getting involved. We finally did get selected and then ran and have been here for a fair amount of time. So I think we all talked about wanting to encourage you guys to not, if you don't get selected, to please continue your interest in trying to be part of the Board of Education. There are three seats that are open for 3-year terms. The seat you're interviewing for tonight will go from tonight through the end of December. And then there will be another seat open for this seat to fill out the 2-year portion of it. So all the seats are 3-year seats. This, you are now getting an open board seat, so you'll fill out the remainder of this year, but then you would have to run if you're interested for the remaining 2 years of the 3-year seat. So did I just confuse you? Because I think I just confused myself. Yeah, okay. So again, I'd like to thank you all for coming out. Do we have a resolution?
No, there's no resolution. What would be needed here would just be a motion to approve so-and-so as a...
Okay.
As
the, all right. Yep, okay. On behalf of the Clinton Township Board of Education, I'm looking for a motion, please. To bring Mr. Jeffrey Foy onto the Clinton Township Board of Education as a member through the end of December. Motion, Mrs. Vanderhoff. Second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. McLaughlin.
And a roll call.
And a roll call, please.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mr. Molloy.
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff. Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. Welcome. We will now, if you would come up here and we will swear you in, have that whole process.
Thanks.
Swearing
in tonight. The oath of office.
Yep.
I do not have the oath of office with me this evening.
Can we look it up?
I can swear him in tomorrow.
Can we look it up online?
I can swear him in tomorrow.
Can you come to his office tomorrow and swear him in tomorrow?
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be at a board meeting?
Whenever.
It doesn't.
It does not,
I don't believe it has to be at a board meeting.
It doesn't have to be public.
It just needs to have
a witness.
It just needs to have a witness.
Yeah, no.
Correct.
A witness.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, so witness. So our apologies cool. for that. So welcome to the board. And again, thank you so much for all of you coming out, spending time with us, and want to encourage you to do that again in the future. I'm looking for a motion now to adjourn the meeting, please. Second, please.
Second.
Mrs. McHugh, second. Mr. Molloy, first. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is adjourned.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.